Trio by William Boyd. He had nearly finished his fifth cup of tea when his line producer, Joe Swire, appeared and ordered a pot of coffee from the pretty young waitress with a port wine birthmark on her neck. Why did he notice such smirches, Talbot wondered, and not celebrate the young waitress's guileless beauty instead? And here was Joe, opposite him, a handsome young man whose good looks were marred by poor teeth, soft and snaggled. "Break it to me gently, Joe," Talbot said as Joe consulted his clipboard with the day's schedule and business. "The Applebys have postponed," Joe began. "Excellent. But they've asked for another copy of Troy's contract." "Why? They have it. They countersigned it." "I don't know, boss. And Tony's off sick."
"Which Tony?"
"The DOP."
"What's wrong with him?"
"Touch of flu."
"Again? What'll we do?"
"Frank will cover."
"Frank?"
"The camera operator."
"Oh, that Frank, right, right. Is RT happy?"
"Seems to be."
They chatted on for a while, going over the schedule and anticipating potential problems. Talbot realised that he over-relied on Joe's expertise to ensure the film ran smoothly. He didn't enjoy the pettifogging nuts and bolts business of making a film. It wasn't his forte, which is why he hired someone like Joe, of course, to manfully shoulder what really should have been his burden. Talbot knew he should try harder and show more interest, such as remembering people's names. It was one of Peveril Kid's salient pieces of advice. "If you remember their names and what they do, they'll think you're a god, or a demigod at least." As with most of his father's proffered wise counsel, Talbot was reluctant to take it. "Whatever you choose to do in your life, my boy, don't, repeat, don't have anything to do with the film business. You're absolutely not the right type of person." So his father had declared. And yet here he was, a film producer, with more than a dozen films to his name. Just like his father, although not a legend, definitely not, and certainly not as rich.